Well, a new campaign about the vision of the higher education sector will be launched today in Melbourne. The five main student organisations believe universities shouldn't be treated as businesses. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
Our Education in Our Hands articulates an alternative vision for the higher education sector that puts education at the centre, as it should be. So this is in response to the notion in the sector that universities and higher education providers are often run like businesses now. It's very corporate.
That was President of the Council of Australian Postgraduate Associations, Natasha Abrahams, explaining the aim of Our Education in Our Hands. The campaign, organized by the main student representation groups in Australia, looks at how students are affected by university business models.
So this campaign is a joint initiative by the peak student bodies. So we have five of them. We have CAPA for the postgraduates, National Union of Students for the undergraduates, CESA for the international students, NATSIPA for the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander postgraduate students, and UATSIS for the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander undergraduate students. So all of us have banded together and made a statement about what we see as the really key issue of higher education in our time.
Ms. Abraham says cuts to education and increased fees are behind some of the issues.
When a university is being run like a business, university management will try to make things more efficient so that they can have a better bottom line, essentially. There's two ways to do this. So one is by having more money coming in, such as through high fees, and that is what we do see for international students and domestic postgraduate students, extremely high tuition fees, especially for master's degrees. And then on the other side, money can be saved by cutting services and cutting educational opportunities. And unfortunately, there have been a lot of cuts, especially in recent years, funding cuts from the federal government, which have resulted in universities really tightening up.
And the most affected group in higher education are students.
And that really has an impact on the students. So, for example, at many universities, there's much less class time than there used to be. There's less time with the tutor. Tutors are usually employed on sessional contracts, so they don't have time to help students outside of class. Assessments can be made basically for the purposes of efficiency, so they might be a bit less educational. So instead of having everyone doing projects which might take a long time for a tutor to mark and therefore cost the university a lot of money, you could give everyone a quiz, which is very efficient to mark but has less educational value. And there's also cuts in terms of academic services and services for to support student life. So that's everything that helps keep students in their degree and succeeding, and we are unfortunately seeing less of that support available.
Ms. Abraham says while the campaign will involve all students, each student organisation will advocate for their own needs.
Because we are coordinating across all of the peak bodies, each has their own issues that they would like to prosecute for their constituents. So for us at CAPA, some of the main concerns that we'll be working on are supervision, so standards and training, keeping quality of supervision for PhDs up, and the high cost of master's fees, but each group has its own goals that it will be focusing on.
Our Education in Our Hands would like to show the federal government and universities how to be sustainable without compromising education.
We will be campaigning the government to reintroduce funding to universities at a sustainable level, because currently the amount of funding provided is not sufficient for the work that they do. And we'll also be lobbying universities to create a learning environment for students and not focus so much on the bottom line. Ultimately, what we want is for student voices to be centred in higher education. There's two key ways that we see this happening. One is through student representatives and staff representatives on committees such as Academic Board, where many of the high-level decisions are made, and support for independent student representation, because we know that this is the best way for students and their issues to be brought to the university in a way that is robust and effective.
The campaign will be launched today in Melbourne at 6 p.m.
And that story was by Eduardo Jordan.